I'd like to share something with you today. This coming week is a reminder of Thanksgiving, of being thankful. And what came to my mind was, take a thought of a stream. If I could put a title to what I want to share with you today, is a stream of thanks. And if I look back over my life, just say, don't go a long ways back, last 3 months, what kind of a stream of thanks would I be able to see? What is God really seeing? Sometimes we go through a place where there's a creek bed. You can tell it's a place that water has once flowed, but it's nothing but dry gravel, dry rocks. There's no water flowing. What about the thanksgiving that I return to God with in my life? What kind of a stream of thanks? Is it a trickle? Does it dry up sometimes? It's only when good things are coming to me that a little flows. Or can I have thanksgiving flowing to Him all the time? I'd like to look at some verses today. I'd like to start over in Psalms 92 and 1 through 2. It is a good thing. You know, it's always good to start something out. This is going to be a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. That would be not just a dry creek bed, but this one's flowing. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. And I'm thinking this morning of different areas that would be good for me to let thanksgiving flow from. Here's one in Psalms 103 and 1 through 2 through 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. You know, there are a lot of benefits that come from the Lord. There's a lot of benefits that whether you're saved or whether you're not. If a person gets up this morning able to breathe and able to get about, I'm finding more and more, and I should have given thanks during prayer time. I am thankful that my back is some better. You know what? That's one of the benefits. What would it be to finish out life and it never makes an improvement at all? I'm thankful that the problems that we have, we can come to the Lord and He can help us out with them. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. And there's another one about benefits in Psalm 68 and 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits. Not just a little trickle coming from Him to us, but He gives us so much in a day's time. Daily He loads us with benefits, not just temporal benefits either, even the God of our salvation. The benefits that come from salvation is really as valuable as the benefits that come from health. I think about the benefits from salvation when we look around us at a world that is hurting from choices that have been made. I was just thinking this past week in the news was a decree that came out in Texas, I believe it was, that some of the schools that had the Ten Commandments posted in them, they have until December the 1st to remove them because some people just do not want those to be seen. And I thought, you know, and then we come along and we say, there was another school shooting. Well, that thing that you had posted on the wall, if you had obeyed it, there would have been none. Whether people obey it or not, it's a good thing. It's a good thing when it's out here in front of us telling us, hey, this is what God says you can have a happy life with if you follow some of these commandments. It's a good thing. And daily He loads us with benefits. I want us to be able, as we go from here today, not just for this next week because it's Thanksgiving Day coming up Thursday, but just through our life that I'd realize He daily loads me with benefits. And I thought about Paul as he went to Athens, Mars Hill, and he's trying to introduce people that don't know anything about God to who God really is. And he gives these little clips. He giveth to all life and breath and all things. Those people on Mars Hill were receiving those benefits and had no knowledge of where it was coming from. It also, he says, in him we live and we move and we have our being. He's trying to show somebody that's never heard about God, let me tell you what all he does for us. And I'm thankful for that. As I start realizing more the benefits that God gives us, just to be able to get up this morning to another day, God's good to us. To be able to come to service this morning without a fear of someone arresting us, God's good to us. As we start seeing the benefits that he gives us, that stream can start flowing better. Because a lot of times, if we live in a place to where I'm always desiring to receive from him, but I don't ever return with thanksgiving, my thankful stream starts drying up. I want to keep it flowing, and I want to look for other areas that maybe I've just taken for granted because I've had it all along, that I put that over in the thankful category too. Here's another source of thanks. Psalms 136. 136 and 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. You know, I'm looking, I look at health, I ought to thank the Lord more for health. I look at salvation, to thank him for that. But you know, I also want to thank him for his mercy that is shown to me. Over in Lamentations at 3 and 22 to 23, it says, it's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Great is his faithfulness. You know what? If it had not been his mercy shown to me throughout my life, if it had not been his mercy shown to David, remember David after he sinned, and we get to read about his prayer over in Psalms 51, where he says, have mercy on me according to thy loving kindness. Lord, even though I've done wrong and I've got punishment coming for it, Lord, according to your loving kindness, have mercy on me. And I am thankful for the mercy that he shows, not just to me, but the mercy that is shown to everyone around us. I want to add that into this stream of thanks that I come back to him for. Not just mercy from last, whenever I got saved, but you know, it's his mercy that he comes along and he shows me places that I need to move closer to him, places that I might need to make adjustments in my own life. That's his mercy, and I thank him for that. There's another place that will cause the flow to continue and increase. Psalms 119 and 62. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. You know, a lot of times when I wake up at midnight, it's a lot of things can crowd in on my mind besides thanksgiving back to God. If I could take this, talk about a stream flowing, not only in the daytime that I give thanks to God, but I wake up at night, and because of how the pattern of my mind is, instantly thanks starts flowing to God. Thankful that I am able to remember some scriptures of that ask me to give thanks. Thankful for things that he has done for me. There's going to be thoughts. We talked about it last week. Butterfly thoughts. You know, what if those that just flitted through our mind was one after another of thanksgiving? Thank you, Lord. I remember what you did for me last week. And Lord, you did it for somebody else, and here comes another one. You know, normally those thoughts want to be something that just keeps you from being able to go back to sleep. But just to be able to give thanks to the Lord. Ebenezer stones. You remember where it was put out there for a reason, so that our children, even when they come along and they see it and they ask, what's this pile of stones right here? Or this Ebenezer stone, when God has helped us, it's to remember God's help to us. And again, we don't just give thanks, but that's it. One time and that's it. But throughout our life, I remember, Lord, I thank you for what you've done. Sister Margaret Eck, and I think it's still available, She wrote a book, and she intended it to be just for her children at first. And it was her going through her life and telling them, you remember when this happened? And the title of the book was, Lest We Forget. And the purpose was, I want to put this all down on paper, because one of these days we're liable to forget. When we don't forget, we think of those things and we return again to Him with thanksgiving for all that He does. You know, I'm glad that our country still recognizes this day. For whatever reason, whether most of them look at it as a big football season day, however they do it, it's still allowed. And it's a good reminder to me also. Here's this reminder. There's a song that we sing in the past. The things that I love and hold dear to my heart, they're just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. It says, roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human, and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. And you know what? That area is in temporal things. It's in spiritual things. Remind me, Lord, where you brought me from, where I could have been, and where I will be without your help. I need your help. Psalms in Proverbs 30 and 7 through 9. If I've got that right. There was a request given. Two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. And here's some things that can happen. Lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. So it's, Lord, I want you to remind me where all this came from. It wasn't me. Even if I am able to go and pick up the paycheck, and I did go work, to realize, you know what, it all goes back to the giver, to the benefits that He gives us. And there's a reminder over in Psalms, Psalms 100. It says, third verse, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. You know, I know that in my mind. Just my head has that knowledge. But I want to remember it down in my heart. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Temporal things and spiritual things, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And there are some places when the children of Israel were being brought out of toward the Canaan land. There were some reminders given to them. Things are going to get better for you here in just a little bit. And I want to give you some reminders. And it's given over in Deuteronomy in the 8th chapter. And I think it's a good reminder for me to just continually go back to again. In the 7th verse, the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys. 9th verse, a land where then thou eatest bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it. There, when things go very well for us, you remember He also told them, you're going to come into a land where you're going to get houses that you did not have to build. You're going to get vineyards that you did not have to plant. But now He's letting them know, when things start getting better for you, Deuteronomy 8 and 10 now, when you have eaten and you're full, what are you going to do then? Then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which He hath given thee. And then it says there's a beware of something. This was a long time ago that this was written, but I believe it's still good for me today. Beware that you forget not the Lord thy God, And in the 12th verse it says, lest when you have eaten and art full, you have built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and your herds and your flocks multiply. Silver and gold is multiplied. Here's the danger. Then thine heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. This was given to the children of Israel, of a reminder of the good things that God has given them. And here's what can happen in the 17th verse, if I'm not careful. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. So I think about that. That's a long time ago. But I think it's also very good for me to remember today. It's not my hand that got me this wealth. Because I tell you, with the back trouble that I've had, I realize, you know what? So easily there can be people that it gives them enough trouble that they can't get up out of the bed. And then you're no longer to supply for yourself. But for us to remember, when things are going well, don't say in my heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. But to realize that it's all coming from the Lord. 18th verse, remember this. It is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. That's an interesting verse right here. That He may establish His covenant, which He sware unto thy fathers as to this day. To be thankful, I've got to remember, you know what, the temporal things that God gives me, that's where it came from, was God. And I want to come back to Him with thanksgiving for it. When you have eaten and are full, bless the Lord thy God. This is a reminder this next week, Thanksgiving week. And I want to start looking back behind me at what kind of a stream of thanks have I had flowing back to God from me. What was it in Psalms 100? It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. And then it says, when you have eaten and are full, and before you ever eat and get full, there's a reminder for us. I can remember just as far back as I can remember. When it comes mealtime, you don't eat until you pray. And that prayer is a prayer of thanks. Thank you for the strength you've given us. Thank you for the food you've given us. Help us to use it to the nourishing of our body. Don't ever want that to become just a pattern. It's something that you just got to do before you eat. But that it would be one of these reminders that Deuteronomy had. Lest when you have eaten and are full, that you start saying, I was the one that was. And we don't say it. We don't even let it be known. But in our mind, I can start thinking, you know what? I got a good job. I was able to provide. No, all God's got to do is take His hand back, and I won't be able to do anything. There is a reminder. It is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. And then I think of over in Nebuchadnezzar, in Daniel, the 4th chapter, God spent some special time with him to teach him the lesson that we can learn so much easier than he learned his. I think about God spending time with him. And you remember the dream that he had? The dream was interpreted. And it is even saying, I tell you, would you turn your heart back to God? Possibly these things would not happen. And then it says over in Daniel 4 and 30, 29, at the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon, and he spake, and he said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and the honor of my majesty? Think about that. At that point, he just saw, you know what? I am a great king. Just take a look out here off my porch even of what all I have been able to accumulate. And this story goes on to where for 7 years, he eats grass like an ox. But this whole story is an interesting story to me. God has His hand in control of the whole thing. Because where would we find a president that if God caused this to happen to him for 7 years, that we would say as soon as his mind comes back to him, we would say, take him back to the White House. We will put him back in power again. You know, that said something about all the people that ran the government while he was over there eating grass. There was something that God was in control of their hearts. Or you know what? They could have all said, we want power. We will get rid of him just as soon as he says everything's back to normal. We will take care of him. But instead, just step by step, things started changing that was working for Nebuchadnezzar's good. You know, I don't want to have to go through the kind of things he had to go through to be able to return with thanks. But I look at some of these things. Look at the 34th verse. At the end of the days, you know, he could have said at the end of the years because it was 7 years. I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes to heaven. My understanding returned to me. And did he go back to say, is not this great Babylon that I have built? Nah, he wasn't saying anything about that. I bless the Most High. I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion. His kingdom is from generation to generation. And down here, look at the 37th verse. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. I'm thinking about this. God spent some special time, and he didn't just tell him, you know what, okay, you changed your mind right after I turned you out in the field, so I'll put you right back into the kingdom again. You know, that 7 years went ahead and went on through. But then he brought back his understanding to him and caused those people, look in the 36th verse, this is God working. At the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned to me. You know, he had to go get shaved and get him some clothes. My counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. And then he didn't let it go to his head. That's when he said this last part, I praise and extol God. And I'm looking at this, the thanksgiving that we give. You know, in Matthew, the 15th chapter, Jesus himself shows us a little lesson, 15 and 32. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days. They have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting lest they faint. And so when he says, how many loaves have you? 34th verse. He commanded the multitude to sit down in 35th verse. You know, he could have easily said, let me show you what I'm fixing to do. You've never seen this kind of display before. Now watch me. You know, maybe even sometimes when we're going to get about to do a difficult job, we'll unbutton our sleeve and roll it up a couple of times. You know, it's not like he was fitting to do some big job. What did he do? He took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and he gave thanks. You know what he did was he moved the miracle back over to God. He's the one that did this. I'm going to give him thanks for providing this for us. He gave thanks. He broke them, gave them to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitudes. I need to have in my life, all glory goes back to God. We sing this song, I have a roof up above me. I've got a good place to sleep. There's food on my table. I've got shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. These are areas where it would be real easy, because it's going along, to just let it continue. And I don't add to that stream of thanks. One more thing that I want to thank the Lord for. In Psalms 140, because there are so many scriptures about thanksgiving and reminders to us, Psalms 140 and 13, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Surely the righteous would do it. When I'm able to see, you know what, it doesn't come from me. This all comes from God. And then I thought about this. If the righteous don't do it, who will? May I be one of those that starts pouring more thanks into this stream bed. Yes. of thanksgiving that goes back to the Lord. And then here's what we have done even this morning in Philippians. Philippians 4 and 6. Be careful for nothing. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. And then it says, here's some things that will happen when that goes about. Seventh verse, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God is in effect because everything's flowing in the right direction. God is blessing my life spiritually, when he blesses it temporally, that I return with thanksgiving for those. And then I wonder, does Jesus even care? Does he even notice if I give thanks back or if I don't? Where would be a place in the scriptures that lets me know, you know what? He's taking notice. Here's where I see it in Luke. And when I look at this one, I say, Lord, I want to be real careful that I learn from this. Luke in the 17th chapter and in the 12th verse. Said, as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves to the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. You know, he didn't tell them, when you're cleansed, you come back and give me thanks. But it says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And then he throws in another little something here. That man was a Samaritan. I think there's a reason he mentioned that little piece in there. And then Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. So I'm looking. Lord, I want to return with thanksgiving for everything that you do for me. And it'll bring some peace to me. There's another place I want to look at. It's in Psalms 107. There's some sacrifice that in the Old Testament was given. But there's also some sacrifice that I can give today. Psalms 107 and 12. See, there's some things that cause thanksgiving to come. It says, the 15th verse, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. The things that he does for us, I want to return with thanksgiving. And thought about Solomon. When he dedicated the temple, it told how many thousands of animals he sacrificed. And then I find today there's a sacrifice that I can give the Lord that is pleasing to him just as much as those animals were back then. And here's where it's found. In Hebrews, because I want to be quick to return it myself, Hebrews 13 and 15. By him, therefore, let us offer a sacrifice of praise to God. Is it just going to be a little trickle in the stream? Offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. I want to be real careful that I do it more in my own life. I ask the Lord so many times for things for him to help me with. I want to be so quick to return back to him with thanksgiving for the things that he has done. In 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, it says, God loves a cheerful giver. Not out of necessity, not because I have to. And this is, you know, a lot of times, and it is, it's talking about us giving of our money maybe. But there's also some other things that I can give. I can give thanks back to him. Not just because, okay, he helped me and I've got to thank him. No, I want to return for him, to him. I want it to be a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver of thanks. Just as much energy put into it as when I'm in desperate need of help for him to help me out, that I return with thanksgiving. And there's also one more. There's a Thanksgiving. We're coming up on Thanksgiving Day. But we're also soon to come on to something else to be thankful for. And it's not just a time of the year, but we are reminded in a time of the year. 2 Corinthians 9 and 15. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. That unspeakable gift, I believe, came about when Jesus came into the world and then gave his life for us to be able to be saved. How often should I return to him with thanksgiving for that gift that he gives? My stream ought to be flowing strong with thanksgiving, especially as I look out at what the benefits. Daily he loads me with benefits. It's benefits of salvation. There's a whole lot of benefits. And if we start forgetting what the benefits are, look at the world around us that are not taking advantage of those benefits. I am very thankful for what he has done. And then if you go to a fireworks show, they'll have some that go off for a little while, and then they have what they call the grand finale. And I like to think of this verse of the grand finale of thanks and praise to God. It's in Revelations. Because some of the scenes that he saw there would have been like a great display. 7th chapter and the 11th and the 12th verse. And all the angels stood around the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, and it's almost like a firework display. Here they start going off. Amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, might be unto our God forever and ever. I want that to be what flows out of my life. Thanksgiving, honor, power, might be unto our God forever. You know, if I fail to thank him for it, it doesn't change whether he has that power or not. But it helps me whenever I'm facing some things to be able to realize he is well able to help us. I want Thanksgiving to flow, and I'm very thankful that this week is a reminder to us that not just this week, but throughout our life, I'll be thankful for everything that God has given to me. There's also this song. Maybe we can close with it. Song number 43. We're looking for things to be thankful for. Here's some of them. Our Father's wondrous works we see in the earth and sea and sky. He rules over all in majesty from his royal throne on high. The raging winds and waves are calm when he says to them, be still, naturally and spiritually. The heavens praise him in a psalm, and the angels do his will. He maketh worlds by his command. You know, it wouldn't hurt me to go back to Genesis 1 and thank God again for creation. Way back there, that he could just speak a word and all of this started and has continued today. And he let Noah know there'll be seed time and there'll be harvest. There'll be summer and there'll be winter until he calls it to a close. He maketh worlds by his command, weighs the mountains great and high. He meets the waters in his hand, spans the lofty starlit sky. And then this unspeakable gift, our God to save from sin's control, gave his son a sacrifice. His grace abounding in the soul makes the earth a paradise. That's something to surely be thankful for. What a mighty God we serve. He's reigning now above on his throne of love. What a mighty God we serve. And I want to keep on coming back and reminding him with thanksgiving, because I always keep coming back with some requests. I've got another need before you. But I want to be just as quick to return with thanks. realizing that he notices if I return with thanks. He noticed it with the lepers that did not come back, and I believe he'll notice it with me. I don't want him to say next time I come to him, Lord, I need help again. And he said, well, I never heard back from you from the last time I helped you. But I want to return with thanks to him.